episode 108, Rob.
108.
The Ocho. The
yeah.
Och. The Och. Yeah. When we play Uno at home, we call it the Och. And for whatever reason, the eight is everyone's favorite number. So whenever there's an eight thrown down, we try to just keep the eights going. So,
crazy eights.
Yeah, good times. All right. We've got a really weird topic for you. But I thought somebody out there might get a kick out of some of these stories, I thought. So many, many moons ago, we did a full-scale rebrand for pet food, for dog food, for Walmart.
When was that? Do you remember?
What year was that?
I'm trying to think how long ago this was.
Let's call it 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
13, 14, yeah. Somewhere in there, you know? Yeah, for the Olroy brand of dog food. And Michael and Andrew are going to get a kick out of listening to this, and that's a little Easter egg for them. But, yeah, we did the full-scale rebrand, right?
Yeah.
Which was super cool. And, you know, if memory serves, the premise, you know, private label, how do I explain this? Like the premise of the thing was private label was always a me too, right? It was always copy the
I'm
going to
back up even further and explain to people what Olroy is.
Okay. Olroy, it's a line of dog food.
It's Walmart's private label line of dog food.
Correct. Yeah. And treats.
And treats,
it's
right.
Food and treats.
Food and
yeah.
treats.
Yeah.
And it's the largest.
Yeah, I think it was the number three selling dog food in America for years and years
yeah.
and years. Basically behind like Purina and Pedigree.
Right.
It was basically like Purina, Pedigree, and Olroy. Right.
Right.
And I mean, it's
named after Sam Walton's dog.
Yeah. Sam Walton's dog was named Olroy. And I guess rumor has it Olroy used to go to meetings with him and stuff. I mean, like hung out with him and stuff, you know,
yeah.
and sort of went with him. Right. So we were fortunate. We got the opportunity to redo it. And, you know, many moons ago, private label was a me too, as I mentioned, meaning the house brand, right. would kind of copy the look and feel of the national leader.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, the Milk-Bone box is red, so our box is red too. You know,
yeah.
or like you go into Publix yeah. or you go
We hope you'll pick it up by mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. it's kind of on shelf next to it, but yeah. it's cheaper, obviously, because it's the house brand, right? No advertising.
But it looks exactly like the other
But we're kind of copying everybody else and it yeah. looks the same and, you know, but a little bit different. You know, that's kind of how the legacy of private label always was, right? And then I, you know, somebody correct me out here, but you know, Target, I think years ago really took the lead on, no, Archer Farms is going to be its own thing. You know, like all the different, like,
I think they did and yeah. Whole Foods and some yeah. of those other places like that. Yeah. yeah.
Up and Up, wherever that brand yeah. is, you know, yeah. like we're starting to kind of build our own brands. Right. Okay. And then with that perception of it's exclusive to that store. It's Target exclusive. It's Publix right. exclusive. It's, you know. Walmart exclusive, right? So the mission was, hey, we're going to build our own brand. We're not going to be the Me Too competitor. We're going to build our own Olroy sort of look and feel and brand, right? And so we worked on this for a year, year and a half or so of the rebrand. And we did, gosh, I mean, it was over 200 different SKUs, I feel like.
It was huge.
It was a ginormous. Wet food, dry food, 50-pound bags,
yeah.
little teeny tins.
Pouches, things, yeah. like all kinds of things. Yeah,
it was awesome.
Wet,
so,
dry.
Yeah, did a whole system for it, obviously from a design perspective. It's on our website. You can take a look at some of the pretty pictures, you know. And a lot of that stuff, even though that design was, you know, gosh, a decade ago, still holds true. I mean, if you go to Walmart, a lot of the design elements and stuff yeah. are still there, right? It was pretty cool too, doing a global style guide, you know, it's, oh my God, you know, South Africa's doing the old, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It kind of went everywhere. So super fun project, right? Well, super fun customer service experience that tagged along.
Yes. Very strange.
With Olroy. And I don't even really know how to really talk about this is that for whatever reason, Walmart, doesn't really brand their own house brands. Their own house brands don't have their own online visibility. Everything
right.
just shuffles to Walmart, right?
right? Like you never find the Olroy website.
Yeah, there is no
Olroy website.
Yeah, there's never been an Olroy website, right?
Right. right.
And I remember talking with the brand team about it, and we did a bunch of, you know, we did circular ads and stuff that were put in the Walmart Sunday circular. We did social posts that went on Walmart. I mean, we did all sorts of stuff to support the brand through the Walmart channels.
Right.
But never allowed to do our own thing. Never allowed to take Olroy and let it kind of be its own thing, right? Well, funny thing about the internet, right? The joke is the internet never forgets, right? So we put a little, you know, our little case study on our website. Hey, look at us. We did some Olroy stuff.
Yeah.
Some fun stuff for us, right?
Yeah.
And over the past,
10 years,
right? We have basically become the unofficial home of Old Roy customer service.
Yes.
And it's a little bit of everything. I mean, there are, how many Walmarts are out there? There's like 4,000 Walmarts, right?
Yes.
In North America and Canada or something,
lots
right?
And lots and lots and lots.
It's like, as we mentioned, it's in the top three selling dog foods and treats in the United States. There's a lot of Old Roy buyers out
and
there.
And not to stereotype, but I think we can all agree. Everybody's heard of the people of Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's, I mean, it's everywhere. I do remember taking a screen snap of, remember that show American, quick side note, remember that show American Pickers? Is that still a thing?
Yeah. I don't know if it's still a thing, but I remember that show.
What, where they go around and they get the junk and the
addicts and find
stuff. Remember, watching American Pickers one night. I mean, this was again years ago.
Yeah.
Right. And what, you know, we're in the car, they're in the car driving around or they had somebody in a car and there were a bunch of Old Roy treat bags on the passenger seat. And I remember taking a picture. This is so funny. So old school. Using my phone to take a picture of my TV to then text our client, look at the packaging is on this History Channel TV show. And we got such a funny kick out of it. You know, just so random. Right? I was like product placement or joking about it, right? But yeah, the consumers of Walmart, right? Well, when you Google Old Roy or whatever for
Guess who comes up?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where we are because I haven't really Googled it lately, but
clearly we're well, for years we were within the top three hits.
Yeah.
For years. I will say we have, it's gotten so out of control that
we've tried to bury it.
Yeah. We are doing ourselves. Our own reverse
SEO.
Yeah. Reverse SEO to try to delist our own Old Roy. Because we're the
only agency trying to get on the last page of Google.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny. And we are getting email after email after email after phone call, like,
and like a sample, you know, a basic sample email that we might get is, hey, I bought a bag of 20 pound, you know, whatever food and there was a bug in it. And my dog got sick. And then here's a horrible picture of the bug in the dog.
Yeah. Food. We get a fair amount of that.
So we'll get that or we'll get, hey, I can't find the.
Yeah. Where are the kibbles and bones?
I can't find the kibbles and bones at my Walmart in Wichita.
Yeah. Yeah. With no.
Where are they?
Yeah. 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 Do you guys still sell the peanut butter treats?
Yeah.
That's all my dog will eat.
Yeah. You know, I buy them straight from you?
Yeah. We get, you know, and it boggles the mind, because, you know, if you go to our website, we don't sell Old Roy. It's a case study of a brand design that we've done.
Seems pretty clear.
Yeah. It seems pretty clear that we are not the manufacturer. Of Old Roy. We just designed the brand architecture and a lot of the packaging design, right? But somehow somebody makes it to mocktheagency.com, makes it to the Old Roy case study, somehow goes to our contact page, right? Which very clearly is an agency contact page.
Yeah.
And then taps on the button and types us an Old Roy email, right? It's so funny. So, and recently, if you want to tell a story, we got a funny phone call. You know, and again, this is such a random story, but a random, hey, podcasts are random. It's fun, you know?
Yeah. So and for a long time, I didn't get, Don got all, you got all of this.
Yeah.
And then we opened it up. So now I,
yeah,
thankfully I get them too.
Well, we were getting so many emails. You know, I used to forward them to you guys. I used to forward them to you and Michael.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, what's the response to Patricia about her, you know, her peanut butter treats or whatever? You know, we'd have some internal fun about it. And I will say this. Years ago, I used to write people back. I had the time and I'd be like, hey, if you've got problems with your thing, I suggest you contact your local Walmart, you know, which it says on the bag.
Right.
It's very clear that our information is not the customer service information on the product. On the back of the box, cause we designed all the boxes. It says questions, comments, concerns, please call this or, you know, like it's very clear on where to go. So people go here. So anyway, keep going.
The other day I come in and there's a voicemail. And it's this gentleman who leaves this long, he's kind of a slow, slow rambling.
I got a voicemail.
Voicemail.
Too. Yeah, we both got voicemails.
It's like he's asking about, specifically the glue that was used on the dog food bags, Old Roy dog food bags, because he's making a tent out of the Old Roy dog bags.
Yeah, the 50-pound bags.
The giant, the big ones,
the big boys. Yeah, which is a polywoven structure.
Yeah, wants to know about the glue.
What glue do we use?
Now, at least to his credit, he's in the packaging sphere.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like he's circling the, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, hey, can I buy more dog treats? But it was specific to wanting to know about the glue because he was making a tent.
Yeah.
A tent to sleep in. Presumably, out of dog food bags.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm all about reduce, reuse, recycle. I mean, recycle the, you know, I mean, put those dog food bags to good work.
So I say to Don, I said to you, I'm like, dude, you got to come hear this crazy voice.
I didn't listen.
And you're like, oh, he left me a message too.
Yeah.
So then, which begs so many questions. Yeah. I couldn't get past the fact that somebody was trying to make a tent out of
versus just buying.
It sounds like
a tent.
That would be like a school elementary school project.
Yeah, well, it's
this patchwork
quilt.
Yeah, we're going to make a tent out of,
you know. Well, you know how, I do,
dog food bags.
I do dig, quick side note, I do dig the, have you seen all the, like, the wallets and the handbags and the purses and stuff
that
are made out of old billboards?
Yes.
Like the vinyl material, you know, like there's something kind of quirky and fun about that. That's kind of an interesting little fashion statement or whatever. So in my mind, I've got this like, oh, he's making like a rain shelter out of like patchwork 50-pound dog, you know, like a huge like awning coming off of his house, and he's gonna like scallop the edges, you know what I mean?
Is it a lean-to?
But you had the thought he's making a tent to sleep in,
I think of one I'm going to sleep in.
Yeah. Well, does it? I mean, I wouldn't expect the packaging to repel water, but it does hold dry dog food.
I bet it does.
And I bet it does a pretty good job.
I bet it does. I bet it does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So anyways, I didn't think I got a good chuckle out of that. Didn't make much of it. And then yesterday afternoon, lo and behold, the phone rings.
Brrring.
And I didn't recognize the number. And sometimes I pick up, sometimes I don't, just depending on the mood that I'm in.
Sure.
I was in a mood to pick it up, and I pick it up.
Yeah,
and
let's
sure
engage.
Enough, he's like, hello, this is, and I knew as soon as I heard the voice, I was like, oh my God, it's the dog food tent guy.
Great.
And he starts explaining, you know, and I kind of interrupted him a little bit. I said, hey, I did get your voicemail. I apologize. I didn't have a chance to call you back.
But,
and I explained to him, you know, we don't.
Yeah, we just did
the front end design work. We don't.
Yeah.
Then we handed off in production, and we didn't do any of the production. Yeah. And he wouldn't give up.
He wouldn't take no for an answer.
Well, who does the production?
Yeah.
And I said,
you gotta ask Walmart.
I wish I could tell you, but you're gonna have to go right to Walmart.
Yeah, there are a lot of print provider suppliers.
I don't know. I'm not sure. He's like, okay, well, do you have the number? I don't know. I mean, you could probably
Google it. Yeah.
Same way you found us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, probably do it. But anyway.
So how did the conversation end with this guy? How do we wrap it up?
He was very nice. He said, thank you so much. And what I didn't do, which I'm kicking myself.
Yeah.
Why didn't I ask him about the tent?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't I ask more?
Well, we can call him back.
We have his number now.
Yeah. Yeah. We got his number. My thought was, I was like, just go to Walmart, or go to Home Depot, and just try a bunch of different glues. I don't know what the adhesive you would need to seal food packaging, right, has to be specific because
FDA.
Yeah. You can't have toxins and things that are going to interact with food. Now, again, there's a different, I mean, I hate to admit this out loud, but there is a different threshold of food safety when it comes to
dog food versus human food.
For sure. There just is.
Of course.
The way everything's manufactured and whatnot, right? But like, even if we gave him the exact glue, I would say that's not the glue to use.
Why would
you stitch bags together, right, for a waterproof tent? You would want to use something a little bit stronger, I would assume.
So, I don't know why you would need to use the same glue.
Yeah.
For any reason.
Well, there is the theory that, hey, I've had the, how many 50 pound bags do you think this guy has? I mean, maybe he's accumulated like 50 bags.
How many bags?
You know, he's like, oh, all of these are still so sturdy and so strong. I need to use the same glue.
Why didn't I ask him these questions?
Yeah.
Now I'm kicking. I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to call him.
No.
I should have asked him these questions.
Yeah, we've heard everything over the, you know, like, what kind of glue do you use? My food
is moldy. If I were in survival mode, okay, and I happened to have some dog bags laying around, and I needed to make a tent, I think a really efficient way to do it would be to take the 50-pound bag, cut across the top, cut across the bottom.
Okay, well, the top and bottom are generally already open because you've got that pull tab thing, right?
Yeah, but the bottom of the bag isn't open.
It's the same stitched thing because of the way they.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, open the top of the bag to create a cylinder.
A tunnel.
Then you're going to take another one and slide it. You see what I'm saying? You're going to slide them together. So you've got four of them long ways.
Okay, I got it.
Then you're going to get in it like a cocoon.
Yeah, like a sleeping bag.
Yeah, and then you're just going to go lay on the ground and that's it. That's no glue needed.
Yeah. Well, but hey, you want your tootsies sealed up, right? Or do you have your feet hanging out the bed?
You know what I mean, for temperature control? You take the bottom and you roll it up and you put a big rock on it or a log.
I'm okay with that.
That keeps it sealed. Yeah. And then the top, you just make it a little bit longer because you're going to want to keep that open.
I'm going to need at least
to breathe.
I'm going to need at least, considering my height, I would assume I'd need at least three of these things. I want room. I don't want to be just sausage.
It'd be tight. Everything. I mean, you'd be.
That's a good point, I guess. I don't know that I'd be able to fit my shoulders in
this thing.
I don't
know that either one of us could fit in there.
This is why we need the YouTube channel, because we're both acting out how we would fit inside of a dog food bag.
Yeah.
It's the consumers of Walmart. I mean, we have other clients that have products in Walmart. We have done other stuff with Walmart. I mean, you know, we're very familiar with our friends from Arkansas, right? And it is an interesting customer service experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's my stuff? You know, that type of thing. Or, hey, why isn't it here at my local such and such?
Yeah,
you know,
we're going through that now with some food clients that we're working
on. Yeah, exactly. And it's, hey, you just got to, you know, it's America's a big place. There are hundreds of millions of people that live here, you know?
Yeah.
There are a lot of trucks driving everywhere, you know, to deliver
we
products.
We suggest you go talk to your local store manager.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty funny, so. The tent was the one I think that kind of made us a good choice. Because you get one moldy food email or where's the biscuits, you know, email and you kind of gotten them all, you know.
Always feel like lawsuit, like I'm kind of hinting at lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah, well, there's a bug in the food.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely been some of those, you know. There's also the sad ones. I can't afford the stuff. Is anything on sale?
Like,
you know, those, you know, that always kind of bums me out, you know.
Yeah.
How many dogs did you have? You said you had 25 dogs in your email? Like, oh my God. There's takes a little bit of everybody, right? But,
well, clearly we did our job because people love it.
Yeah.
Dogs love it and people love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
these years later,
it was a fun project. It was a great experience.
Yep.
It was, it's still trucking. I know I've said it on other podcasts. I still got a kick out of going out into the public and then seeing anything that we've had a hand in. And it's like, oh my God,
real world.
It's in someone's cart.
They made it.
They're going to buy it. Like that's incredible. I mean, that stuff never gets old. I'll be 80 years old and still be excited about that.
Because there's so many projects. The majority of the projects you finish and they're out the door and you may never see them again.
Yeah.
You know?
But consumer packaging is always a fun one. I'm like, oh my God, it is, you know, it's pretty neat. So. Yeah, but if nothing, this interesting little podcast is kind of a interesting listen for the power of SEO, right? I mean, we're talking about packaging and Walmart and whatever, but you know, hey, if you don't own your little territory, if you don't try to find your little piece of digital real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone else is going to take that space. I mean, the vacuum will be filled, right? For the number three selling dog food in America, the vacuum has been filled by us.
I think the other important lesson is for the kids out there. Kids that are listening.
What do they need?
The internet lasts forever.
Yeah. This is true.
Be careful what you do and what you post.
Well, now it's turned serious and there's a whole nother aspect of life. Yeah. Even if you delete it, it's not deleted.
Yes. Point being all these years ago and it still comes back to us.
Yeah. Who would have thunk?
Right.
Yeah. So, that should wrap it up.
Next global rebrand you happen to have.
Yeah.
Bring it our way.
For sure.
We'd love to work on it.
Yeah. And we'll help you carve out your little piece of digital footprint too, in addition to the branding, right?
That's right. So. That's right.
And where can those people find us? Rob?
Well, they can find us online just like the distraught Walmart customers can.
Yep.
At mocktheagency.com or of course on all the socials at mocktheagency. And we look forward to hearing from you real soon.
Cool. Fun times. Thanks everybody.